Impeachment, a word that binds together the best and the worst of the American political system. At best, it's the process which proves that no man is truly above the law, not even the President of the United States. At worst, it's a dangerous tool for political scoundrels to reverse the will of the people after a fair and free election. Perhaps that is why only two presidential impeachment proceedings have occurred in the 200-year history of the United States. Once against President Andrew Johnson in the tumultuous aftermath of the Civil War, and once in 1999 against President William Jefferson Clinton.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. I never told anybody to lie, not a single time, never. These allegations are false, and I need to go back to work for the American people. Thank you.
The Clinton impeachment centered on the president's alleged affair with a young intern named Monica Lewinsky. Clinton's attackers argued that the president's refusal to acknowledge the affair while responding to questions from a grand jury amounted to perjury, the kind of high crime and misdemeanor the Constitution defined as grounds for impeachment. Mr. Clinton's defenders agreed that while his conduct was detestable, impeaching a president for lying about sex made a mockery of the democratic process.
Good evening. This afternoon in this room, from this chair, I testified before the Office of Independent Counsel and the grand jury.
In what he hoped would be a preemptive move to stave off the momentum towards impeachment, on August 17, 1998, President Clinton admitted to his affair with Lewinsky at a nationally televised address.
As you know, in a deposition in January, I was asked questions about my relationship with Monica Lewinsky. While my answers were legally accurate, I did not volunteer information. Indeed, I did have a relationship with Ms. Lewinsky that was not appropriate. In fact, it was wrong.
Despite his apology, heavy moral arguments were brought to bear on both sides of the issue. But when the final votes were taken on December 19, 1998, by a nearly strict party-line vote, the House of Representatives impeached Bill Clinton on one count of perjury and one of obstructing justice.
The president was with his minister in the Oval Office at the moment that he was impeached.
Reporting for CBS News from the White House was correspondent Scott Pelley.
Mr. Clinton, arm in arm with the First Lady, walked into a crowd of 100 Democratic members of Congress. The moment seemed to carry the kind of enthusiasm that greets a candidate who just lost a race.
The question is, what are we going to do now?
Now the case moved to the Senate, which required a two-thirds vote for a conviction and simultaneous expulsion from the office. The Senate trial turned out to be decidedly anticlimactic.
The chair reminds the Senate that each senator, when his name or her name is called, will stand in his or her place and vote guilty or not guilty.
After 5 weeks of inquiry, President Clinton was acquitted on both charges.
The Senate, having tried William Jefferson Clinton, President of the United States, upon two articles of impeachment exhibited against him by the House of Representatives, and two-thirds of the senators present not having found him guilty of the charges contained therein, it is therefore ordered and adjudged that the said William Jefferson Clinton be, and he hereby is, acquitted of the charges in the said articles.
On February 12, 1999, Chief Justice William Rehnquist brought the presidential impeachment trial of this century to a close.
Our work as a court of impeachment is now done.
The president and the system had survived.